Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. Ready for our nightcap, the third of three big games we had for you this afternoon and this evening. Up next, the boys' championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. And it'll feature the Johnson Brock Eagles going against the Bobcats of Exeter, Milligan, Friend. Before we turn our attention to the upcoming game, let's recap what has taken place earlier this afternoon and this evening. In the girls' third-place consolation game, it was Diller Odell defeating Lourdes 54-42. In the boys' third-place game, Pawnee City got the win over Southern 60-53. And somewhat surprisingly, in the girls' game wrapped up a few minutes ago, the Johnson Brock Eagles with a huge win over the Sacred Heart Irish. The final was Johnson Brock 61 and Sacred Heart 23. So our congratulations to the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles as the champions of the 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament. Another final we have for you in college basketball this afternoon. The Peru State Bobcats picked up another win. They hosted Central Methodist and got the win. The final, Peru State 84 and Central Methodist 72. The final of that one in the game played this afternoon at Peru. Well, as we said, up next is the boys' championship game. And, you know, Dalton, this is quite a story here. Johnson Brock has won 55 straight games, stretching back over the last three seasons. They are
back when I was in high school was the last time we lost.
Okay. Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So they're 19-0 coming into this one. EMF, the Bobcats, they're having a great year, too. They are 18-2. But here's the caveat to that. Their only two losses, both of them, have been to Johnson Brock.
They lost to the Eagles and Medeckis in the semifinals, 71-35. And then here about a week ago or so, Johnson Brock went out to EMF, and Johnson Brock won that one 65-52.
So a little bit closer in the second one, 65-52, yeah. But a 13-point win in the last one, and I'm sure EMF has studied that film. They've looked at what went wrong in the first two times, and now you're playing for all the marbles here in the conference championship, so they have to be excited about getting a third opportunity to match up with Johnson Brock here and try and end that winning streak.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the EMF Bobcats.
For the Bobcats, 6-foot senior Mason Vossler, averaging 8.5 a game. 5'11 senior Mikey Bartu, 6.5 points a game. 6'6 sophomore Grady Bresson, 16.5 points a game. 5'11 junior Christian Conley, 5.5 a game. And 6'3 junior Zach Vossler, averaging 11 a game. Coach for the Bobcats is Brian Arp. And for the Eagles is 6'4 senior Austin Meyer, pulling down 8.5 boards a game, 7.5 points. Camden Nollinghouse, 6'3 senior, leads them with 15.5 points a game. 6'4 junior Brody Kaler, 15 points a game. 6'3 senior Kaysen Nollinghouse, averaging 12.5 a game. 5'11 senior Garrison Bowie, averaging 6 points per game for the Eagles. Eagles coached by Lucas Dollinghouse.
Now, one of the players we're going to be watching is Camden Dollinghouse. In the first round game of this tournament, Camden only played about 60 seconds, took himself out of the ball game, and he had a knee injury. He had the knee all bandaged up and wrapped up. Then he came back and played in the semifinals and played nearly the entire ball game. He seemed to be hampered by that knee occasionally, but for the most part, he looked like he was maybe 90%.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he's at all able to go, you'll see him on the
court. Oh, I hope he's ready.
Yeah, here in the championship. I'm told it wasn't a serious injury, more of a
tweak.
Yeah, I'm not sure what how they described it, but nothing serious. If nothing, he was going to hurt by playing on it,
yeah.
Is what they told me. So that's what we've got on tap here for you. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the EMF Bobcats. EMF's only losses to Johnson Brock, as we said. Some folks not familiar, all these letters we have. EMF is Exeter, Milligan, and Friend.
Yep.
Exeter and Milligan went together several years ago and became the Timberwolves. Now they've paired up with the Friend Bulldogs, and they've changed it to the Bobcats. Everybody wants to be Bobcats. So Southeast Community College, they decided to call themselves the Bobcats.
Yeah.
Now EMF is the Bobcats. I think I know where the real Bobcats reside down in the Brew Hill, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Having the introduction now of starting lineups over the public address system.
Yeah.
The EMF Bobcats, when you go to call in this game, you'll hear a lot of Bossler to Bossler. That's Mason and Zach with the ball back and forth. And then all of a sudden in the middle of it, the 6'6" sophomore Grady Bresson surfaces. Bresson is still waiting, and I'm going to say this in the kindest way possible. Bresson at 6'6", 15 years old, is still waiting to grow into that body. Now,
yeah,
he's playing some pretty good basketball,
yep,
and I really think the young man has the potential. By the time he's a senior, he's going to be an incredible basketball,
yep,
player. I've already done EMF, believe it or not, three times this year. This,
man,
is my fourth game with him. And Grady Bresson, when he starts feeling it, look out. He can be dangerous,
yeah,
under there. It's just a matter of how he gets started off to begin the ball game and where he goes from there. So here we go. It's the Pioneer Conference Boys Championship game for 2025. We're live from the Roe Activity Center in Fall City. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the EMF Bobcats. Brody Kaler steps in for the Eagles. Zach Bossler in there for the Bobcats. The official steps in. Here's the opening tip, and we are underway. And that was not a good tip at all. The official, I think somebody hit the ball as he was going up with it.
Say.
He's telling the young man, keep your arm back until I put it up here now. They're all smiling about it, so there we go. Let's try it again. There's the tip, and this time it's going to be controlled by the Eagles. They
got
come
it
out with the basketball. They'll set their offense. Camden Dollinghouse will bring it up court. Man-to-man defense here now by the Bobcats. Camden goes to Brody Kaler in the corner on the right side. Looking for Austin Meyer on the baseline. Can't get it to him. Top of the key comes to Cason Dollinghouse. Again, a pressuring man-to-man defense now by the Bobcats. Across court to the left side, Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Austin Meyer, three off the iron. No, Camden Dollinghouse with the rebound. Camden Dollinghouse picks up his dribble on the right elbow, comes up to Brody Kaler. Kaler at the top of the circle, across court pass to Cason. Cason in the paint, feeds it underneath to Camden. Big collision. Players on the floor all over the place here. Let's see what they're going to call.
We got an offensive foul called on Cason Dollinghouse. His first personal foul, first team foul on the Eagles.
So Cason went charging into that lane and dished the ball off to his brother, but they got him for the foul. Player control foul number one there on Cason Dollinghouse. All right, here come the Bobcats into forecourt. Mason Bossler goes into the corner, baseline right side. That's Grady Bresson with the ball. Out of the left elbow, Mikey Bartu handles it. Again, Bossler with the ball inside the paint. Right elbow, three on the way, up and off, no good. Meyer with the rebound. John and I commented in the game here, the semifinal Thursday night, what a workhorse Austin Meyer is.
He
on that.
He pulls down so many rebounds.
Just working so hard under that basket. Here's Meyer for three. It's off, no good. Rebound to Mikey Bartu. Bartu wants to take it all the way in for the driving layup and got it. Mikey Bartu with the first 2 points of the ball game. It's 2-0. Bobcats lead it. Here come the Eagles with the basketball. Brody Kaler looking inside the paint. Kaler wanted to get into Garrison Bowie. Couldn't. Goes to Meyer on the corner right side. Back up top to Brody Kaler. Pressuring in your face man-to-man defense here from the Bobcats. Pass underneath to Meyer. Meyer triple teamed. Tried to put a bounce pass back out to Kaler. Mikey Bartu gets the steal. Down court with the basketball is Mason Bossler. Mason Bossler gives to Mikey Bartu on the left elbow. Reaching into time up is Camden Dollinghouse. Jump ball possession arrow stays with the Bobcats. We've played 2 minutes and we have 2 points on the board. Bobcats up 2-0. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Mason Bossler will trigger it in. Left side baseline into Zach Bossler. Shot is up, off, no good. There again. Keep track of Meyer's rebound. Just find a little spot. That's two of them already. Find a little spot to put some marks there. Dollinghouse across to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen driving, laying up. Couldn't get it, but he's knocked to the floor. I believe he'll be at the line and be shooting two shots. We'll see who they put this one on. Kaysen Dollinghouse will be at the line to shoot two. Foul is going to be on Zach Bosser, on Zach, his first personal, and that's team foul number one on EMF. At the line, Kaysen Dollinghouse shooting two. First one is up and off, no good. Johnson Brock still looking for their first bucket. That foul was on Zach Bosser, number 14 there a moment ago. At the line, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Ready for his second attempt from the charity stripe. Hits up. This one is good, and the Johnson Brock Eagles get on the board with 5:44 to play in the first quarter. It's 2-1. EMF on top. Here come the Bobcats. Mikey Bartu on the far side. Carter Milton in the lineup now off the bench. Milton has checked in. Mikey Bartu comes back up top to Milton. Feeds it inside into Bresson. Now Mikey, or Milton rather, for three. Top of the circle. The ball hit the shot clock. That's out of bounds. You know, Dalton, I used to shoot those fadeaway shots, they called them. They faded away behind the backboard.
Yeah.
Right over the top. Here we come. Johnson Brock in the forecourt. This is Brody Kaler. Brody Kaler in the paint. Little five-foot jumper. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Brody Kaler to the line. I think they got Grady Bresson.
Yeah, that foul's on Grady Bresson. His first personal foul and second team foul on the Bobcats.
5:16 to play first quarter. 2-1. EMF on top. Brody Kaler at the line to shoot two shots for the Eagles. Kaler looks to the basket. Shot is on the way. It's good. All tied at two apiece. If you weren't listening during the pregame show, Johnson Brock, 19-0 on the season, riding a 55-game win streak that includes two state tournament championships, stretching back over three seasons. Second shot is up and good also for Brody Kaler. You got one of those gold medals, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. 3-2. Johnson Brock with their first lead up by one. To the left side, Mikey Bartu tries to drive on the baseline all the way in for the layup. Blocked away by Kaler. Preston had it for a moment. Grabbed up again by Meyer. Down court it comes. Left side, Dollinghouse for three. Off. That was Kaysen Dollinghouse. Preston with the rebound. Outlet pass. Gets it out to Mason Vossler into forecourt. Bartu, baseline left side. Up to Bresson, top of the circle, across court pass, baseline in the corner. Carter Milton handles the ball. Now Bartu dribbles it between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw line, at the free throw circle. Back to Bartu, deep in the corner, baseline right side. Nothing there. Defense well by Bowie. Now back to the top of the key, Mason Bosler. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Mason Bosler at the free throw line, forces up a shot. He traveled. The ball went in the hole, but he traveled before he put up the shot. Into the ballgame for Johnson Brock comes Grady Behrens. Behrens in replacing Garrison Bowie now for the Eagles. 4:19 to go, first quarter. Low-scoring contest so far. 3-2, Johnson Brock on top. Camden Dollinghouse with that sore knee all bandaged up here. Gets it off to Brody Kaler. Back up it comes to Camden. Camden around the defenders. He doesn't look any worse for wear on that knee, does he? Moving well with the ball. Camden Dollinghouse for three. No, hit the back of the rim. Then it hit the backboard at the top by the shot clock. Out of bounds. It'll go over to EMF.
And for the Bobcats is Kelton Kirchhoff. Checks in for Carter Milton. Sorry.
Kirchhoff played extensively in the semifinal game here Thursday night. In the forecourt comes Mason Bosler on the dribble. Looks like a 2-3 zone here from Johnson Brock right now. They put it underneath in the baseline. Ball is going to be stolen away with the steal. Grady Behrens, who just came off the bench. Into forecourt, Kaler walked with the ball. And Brody's frustrated with himself there. Nobody anywhere around him. He just forgot to stop when he stopped dribbling.
Yeah. Zach Bosler back into the game for the Bobcats now.
Clock shows 3:41 to play in the first quarter. Not a lot of offense to report. It's 3-2. Johnson Brock has yet to score a field goal. We've played 4.5 minutes. Wouldn't expect that, would you? Here's Preston in the paint. Fall away jumper. Off the iron. Bounces around. Brody Kaler went up and tipped it away. He got up there and tipped it away from Kirchhoff, but he touched it last, so it'll stay with the Bobcats. They'll get a new shot clock. 35 seconds on the clock. inbounding it. Kirchhoff, baseline left side of the basket. Lobs it up top. Mikey Bartu over to Bresson. Bresson on the right elbow. Grady Bresson couldn't get the shot. Back up to Bartu. Now Vossler on the right elbow. He and Bartu play catch with it over on the right side. Now Bartu for three. Got it. Mikey Bartu hits the three from the top of the circle. And it's 5-3. EMF up by two. Grady Behrens comes over to Kaler. Kaler wants to take it to the hole. Can't get there. Camden Dollinghouse back across. It goes to Meyer. Austin Meyer feeds Kaler. Kaler up to Grady Behrens. Camden Dollinghouse got mugged in there. Tries to go up with a shot. It'll be called for an offensive foul. Camden Dollinghouse called for the offensive foul as he tried to drive the lane into the defenders. That's his first, second team foul. 2:46 to go, first quarter. Johnson Brock has yet to score a field goal. They trail 5-3. EMF, the Bobcats. Vossler to the right side. Puts up a long three, top of the key. Got it. Mason Vossler hits a three. And it's 8-3. The lead is 5 for EMF. Now Meyer gives it to Brody Kaler for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes all the way out to Camden Dollinghouse at the midcourt circle. Gives off to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen bounce pass underneath. Here comes Kaler. Now kicks it back to Kaysen. Kaysen in the paint. Fall away floater. Short off the rim. Johnson Brock cannot find the basket here in this first quarter. Right side, long three, in and out of there. Follow shot, Bresson put back, can't get it. Follow shot, Bresson put back, got it. Grady Bresson put it down. And it's 10-3 with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse up shouting instructions in the corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse open three, it's in and out of there. And the rebound EMF, Bobcats building themselves momentum here. A minute 35 to go from the corner for three. Up and off, no good, but he gets his own rebound. Then it's taken away by Kaler. Then it's dribbled off of Zach Vossler. They're going to say it stays with Johnson Brock.
And in game for the Eagles is Robert Gerbat. And then for the Bobcats, there's Jacob Clues.
Clues checks in and Gervais.
Also in for the Bobcats is Christian Conley.
Conley started the ball game. He's back on the floor now, replacing Mikey Bartu. 1:28 to go, first quarter. Johnson Brock still without a field goal. Trailing 10-3. Down to 7. You don't want to get down too much farther. There's a driving lay-in up and good. Who just checked into the ball game, Robert Gravatt, and he gets the first 2 points coming off the bench from the field. Now it's a 5-point lead, 10-5, with a minute 9 to go here in the first quarter. EMF with the advantage. Vossler with the basketball on the far side. Comes to Christian Conley at the top of the key. Right back to Vossler. Vossler looks for the cutter in the paint. Bresson's got the ball at the free throw line. Now Conley feeds back to Bresson. Almost lost it. Bresson in trouble. Turnaround shot up and off. No good. Rebound Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen falls to the floor. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on EMF.
Foul is on
Kirchhoff.
Yep, Kelton Kirchhoff, his first personal, third team on the Bobcats.
47 seconds to go here in this first quarter. It's 10-5. EMF with the lead. Johnson Brock not used to playing from behind. Yeah. This is kind of a new experience for him this year. Camden Dollinghouse on the right elbow, up top with it to Gervais. All the way in, Kaysen Dollinghouse, baseline left side, up to Brody Kaler, top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse gets the ball back. 19 on the shot clock. Camden double team to the right side. Long three on the way. Kaler off, no good. Bresson with the rebound. Kaysen Dollinghouse goes sprawling on the floor. Down court. On the dribble comes Christian Conley. Feeds it to the right elbow to Bresson. Top of the key, Carter Milton with the ball around the horn left wing. Kirchhoff handles the ball. They're going to play for the final shot here. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob pass across to the near side. In the paint, Kirchhoff. A three on the way. Right elbow off. No good. Rebound Johnson Brock. After one quarter, the EMF Bobcats are leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 10-5. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a somewhat less than impressive start in the first quarter for Johnson Brock. This is a team that has beaten EMF soundly twice before this year, and after one quarter, they find themselves trailing 10-5 with only one field goal to show for that first 8 minutes. Johnson Brock will have the basketball as we move into second quarter action. Here come the Eagles. Austin Meyer from the left side at 2 from 12 feet out. Off the rim doesn't go. The rebound to Zach Fossler. In a hurry, EMF down court to set it up. Bresson, top of the key. Mikey Bartu handles the ball. Bartu getting instructions from Coach Brian Arp here on the near sideline. Bresson tried to move to the basket. Bowie wasn't going to have any of that and took the baseline away from him. Back to Bartu at the top of the circle. On the left side is Connolly. They have Connolly in trouble. He's trapped, got rid of the ball. Back to Bartu. Bartu for 3 from the left corner. It's off, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Grady Bresson was down there battling with Kason Dollinghouse for that board, and the ball went out of bounds. It went off of Bresson. Camden Dollinghouse will push it up the court for Johnson Brock. Gives off to the left side. Ball tipped away and stolen with the steal. Fossler, now Bartu, takes it all the way to the corner. He had the ball stolen back for a moment and then gets it to the top of the key. Inside the paint, baseline left side. Bresson wants to go around the defender. Forces a shot up off, no good. High in the air goes Kaler for the rebound. Still 10-5. Eagles down by 5 with the ball. Kason Dollinghouse. Pressuring defense from the Bobcats here. EMF getting after. Bowie tries to go to the bucket. He's going to be fouled on the floor. The foul is going to be called on the Bobcats. I think Bartu probably.
Yeah, the foul is on Mikey Bartu. His first personal first team on the Bobcats in the second quarter.
That'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Official having a little bit of a consultation with the cheering section over here. Somebody must have said something less than kind. Inside the paint, driving shot up, won't go for Camden Dollinghouse, but he will be fouled.
Fouls on Grady Bresson, his second personal foul, second team foul on the Bobcats.
Camden Dollinghouse has not scored in the ballgame. 6:38 to play here in the second period. He'll be at the line here, shooting 2. First one is up and good. Well, the Eagles have 6 points on the board. 4 of those will come from the free throw line.
The only field goal is from Robert Gravatt off the bench.
You'd have told me that the Johnson starters would not have a field goal. There we go. Seconds of this deep into the second quarter. I'd have never believed it.
Yeah.
10-7. Johnson Brock down by 3 now with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Eagles not yet able to find that offense to get things rolling here from the floor. With the ball is Zach Fossler at the top of the circle. Off to Connolly on the right side. He looks for Milton. Now Milton can't get it, so he goes to Bartu. Connolly between the rings. Right elbow. Gives it again to Milton. Around the horn to the left side with it. This is Christian Connolly. Fall away shot up. It's off no good. And there's Meyer once again pulling down those rebounds. Austin, such a workhorse on that baseline. He doesn't put a lot of points up sometimes, but there's a driving lay-in up and good. Kason Dollinghouse found the defense sleeping on the left side of the lane, went between two defenders, split them, and took it in for the left-handed lay-in. It's a one-point ball game, 10-9. EMF still up by a single point. Mason Bossler tries to get inside the lane, comes back to Milton on the near side, bar two top of the circle. Across to Connolly. Connolly, a reach-in foul probably going to be called on Kaler here as Connolly tried to drive past
Kaler. That's Kaler's first personal, first team on the Eagles.
5.5 minutes to go in the first half, 10-9. EMF leading Johnson Brock by one. The Eagles have got their hands full so far. Christian Connolly with a new shot clock stands between the rings, now backs into the midcourt circle. To the right side to Mason Bosler. Mason Bosler, left-handed dribble. Looking to Zach Bosler on the top of the key. Now Carter Milton with the ball. Oh, did you see Carter Milton throw the elbow into the throat of Kason Dollinghouse? That was quite a collision.
Conley traveled.
Now traveling. Carter Milton put an elbow up and caught Kason Dollinghouse right on the Adam's apple with that elbow. And it was let go.
Kelton and Kirchhoff just checked in for the Bobcats for Conley.
5:05 to go, first half. Johnson Brock looking for their first lead of the ball game here. Top of the key comes to Meyer. I guess they led it 3-2 momentarily, but right now down by one. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bobcats.
Foul is on Mikey Bartu, second personal, third team on the Bobcats.
And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball.
Grady Barron's in for the Eagles.
Bowie out, Barron's in for the Eagles. Camden Dollinghouse, man-to-man defense here now, pressuring man-to-man. Camden picked up his dribble. Has to come up top to Brody Kaler with the pass. Brody gets it to Grady Barron's. They run the weave around to the right side, bounce pass in. Oh, Meyer almost lost it, then kicked it back to Barron's. Grady Barron's floater, up and good. Grady Barron's got the jump shot to fall, so the bench has been doing their job.
Yeah.
Robert Gravatt came off the bench and nailed one earlier.
Kason Dollinghouse with only field goal for the Eagles starters.
Yeah. 11-10 now. Johnson Brock back on top for the first time in a while. Up by one with 4:13 to go in the first half. This has been a very low-scoring contest thus far in the ballgame. Bartu, timeout's going to be taken before the shot.
Timeout taken.
With 4:06 to go here in the first half. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after jumping out to a 10-5 first quarter lead, the EMF Bobcats have failed to score in the first 4 minutes of this second period. It was 10-5 after one. It's now 11-10 with 4:06 to go in the half. Here's the inbound pass. They'll have to chase it down into backcourt. Kellen Kirchhoff goes back to get the basketball. Kirchhoff works one-on-one, takes it in for a driving layup. Meyer had the rebound. Now it's loose on the floor. Everybody after it. And I think we're going to have a jump ball. We didn't get a timeout called in time here. Jump ball possession arrow stays with the Bobcats. Boy, Coach Dollinghouse was up trying everything to get a timeout there to preserve that possession. He's starting to get the feeling every possession is going to be pretty critical here.
I would say so.
The way this game has started out, EMF, very competitive.
EMF does not have a field goal in the second half, second quarter. They haven't scored yet.
Yeah, Kirchhoff will inbound it on the baseline. Now has to lob it up top. Gets it up to Conley, or Carter Milton, rather. This is Milton to the near side. Mason Bosler. Bosler, Kirchhoff in the corner. Kirchhoff looking inside. Wanted to go to Clues, couldn't get it there. They've got Clues covered up under a blanket under there. Kirchhoff, now they get it inside. Trying to move to the basket. Fall away shot up and good by Zach Bosler. His first 2 points of the ball game, and the lead's back to the Bobcats, 12-11. 3:25 to go here in the first half. Bobcats with a one-point lead. Camden Dollinghouse, what a pass!
Oh,
and they couldn't get it down. He got it to Austin Meyer. Meyer couldn't finish. Dollinghouse delivered him a gift there, and he couldn't get it to go down. Still 12-11. The lead is one for the Bobcats. They feed it underneath in traffic. No place. Clues with the ball. Goes up. He's going to be fouled. And we're going to have Clues at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Fouls on Grady Barron. Says first personal, second team on the Eagles in the second quarter.
At the free throw line, Jacob Clues, a 6'3 senior. Plays off the bench, has not scored tonight. First free throw is up and good. Jacob Clues got it down. It's a two-point lead for the Bobcats, 13-11. Johnson Brock, kind of a sobering experience here in the first half so far. They already own two decisive wins over this team, and boy, tonight the Bobcats came to play. Second shot is up and good also. Johnson Brock fans, we've got a ball game on our hands here tonight in Fall City. 14-11, EMF with a three-point lead. 3:03 to go, first half. Kaler gets it into Meyer. Right back it comes to Kaler, and Brody's going to bring the ball up the court. Johnson Brock just not really able to get this offense working. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen pulls up from the free throw line with a jumper. It won't fall. Meyer's there with a rebound, put back up and good. So Austin Meyer kind of atoning for that missed bunny a minute ago. He got the putback.
He's got five rebounds, too.
Pulled him back within one at 14-13. Reverse lay-in. Blocked nicely by Meyer. Grabbed by Kaler. Loose ball. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Zach Bosler. Bosler was there to put it back, and it's back to a three-point lead for EMF. Now on the right side, Camden Dollinghouse with the basketball. Against the man-to-man defense, they're right in his face to cross court, Brody Kaler. Kaler wants to go one-on-one and move to the hoop, can't get there. Feeds to Kaysen, top of the key, three, got it! Kaysen Dollinghouse hit the three, and that's what Johnson Brock needs to do is start having some threes fall. That ties it up at 16 apiece. I'm not sure they had shot a three prior to that I can remember.
A few more. They have shot a few.
I don't think so. Here's a shot underneath. Blocked by Meyer, and he got the basketball. Got the block and the steal. With the ball, Kaysen Dollinghouse, another three. Got it! Kaysen Dollinghouse, back-to-back three-pointers, and just like that, Johnson Brock from a three-point deficit to being up by three. A minute 35 to go here. Brian Arp trying to slow things down now, guys. 19-16, Johnson with a three-point lead. JB fans starting to get into it and clapping their hands across the way. Handling the ball is Carter Milton. Drop pass stolen away by Austin Meyer. And now starting up the court with the basketball, Kaysen Dollinghouse. He's going to be fouled by Kelton Kirchhoff.
That's Kirchhoff's second personal foul, fourth team foul on the Bobcats.
Okay, we got a sub back into the lineup here.
Robert Gervais.
Okay, Robert's back in, going to give Meyer a little breather. A minute 18 to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock up by three. Down court, Camden Dollinghouse being bumped into. Takes it all the way in for a little driving lay-in up. All of a sudden, the Dollinghouse brothers said, all right, that's enough.
That's Camden's first field goal.
Camden gets a field goal, Kaysen with a pair of threes, and suddenly the Dollinghouse brothers showed up, and they put the Eagles back up by five, under a minute to go here in the first half. On the baseline underneath, Pfeiffer jump shot up, in and out, no good. Pfeiffer tip in, up and good by Mikey Bartu. Bartu with a great job on the baseline to get the rebound and the putback. 42 seconds to go, first half. Johnson Brock up. Here's another three. Dollinghouse off, no good, and the rebound to the Bobcats. Dollinghouse was feeling it. He hit a couple of them. Underneath, turnaround shot off the glass. No, tipped around, out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Brody Kaler. 27 seconds to go in the first half. Shot clock is turned off. Johnson Brock up by 3, 21-18. And the ball will belong to the Bobcats. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Now a sub in. Carter Milton checks in, replacing Mikey Bartu for the Bobcats. They'll inbound it right under their own backboard. Kirchhoff to toss it in. Into the corner. Milton. Milton up to the top of the key. Vossler with the basketball. Mason Vossler. 22 seconds to go. They'll play for the final shot here. Down by three. 21-18. Vossler. Back to the top of the circle. Breston has it taken away. 10 seconds to go. Fast break all the way down. And as Camden Dollinghouse tries to go up for a shot, he got mugged. They weren't about to give him the easy layup there. And the foul is going to go on Carter Milton.
It's his first personal foul, fifth team foul on the Bobcats.
7.2 seconds on the clock, 21-18. Johnson Brock up by three. At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. He's 2 for 2 tonight. This one is up and good also. Now 3 out of 3. That makes the lead 4 points. Again, there's 7.2 seconds to go, so plenty of time for EMF to try and do something here. Second shot is up. It's good also for Dollinghouse. Got a move. Now they'll hurry down here and try and get off a shot. 5 seconds down to 3. All the way in. Driving. Laying up. No, but a foul. Missed the layup with 0.9 seconds on the clock.
Fouls on Robert Gerbat. His first personal, third team on the Eagles.
It was a shooting foul, so at the line will be Mason Vossler. Mason has 3 points tonight. He averages 8.6 per ball game. Has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots with 0.9 seconds on the clock. The first one is up and off, no good. Mason Vossler missed the first one, and that just tells you that was a good foul to spend because he was going to get 2 otherwise. All right, Vossler has the second shot coming. 5-point Johnson Brock lead, 23-18. Here's Vossler's second shot. It's up, and it is good. He got that one, cuts the lead down to 4. Johnson Brock won't have time to do anything with it, 0.9 seconds. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 23 and EMF 19. Right here, we'll step aside. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You got to be enjoying this great basketball, the Pioneer Conference on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Row Activity Center. It's halftime, 23-19. Your Johnson Brock Eagles up by 4. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in this one. First of all, for the Bobcats, they're led at the half by Mikey Bartu with 7 points. Mason Vossler has 4. 4 for Zach Vossler. 2 points for Grady Bresson, and 2 for Jacob Clues. 19 points on the board. They went 3 out of 4 from the line. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 23 points at halftime, led by Kason Dollinghouse with 9, Camden Dollinghouse with 6, and then 2 points each by Austin Meyer, Brody Kaler, Grady Behrens, and Robert Gravatt for their total of 23. Free throw shooting, a big number here for Johnson Brock. 7 out of 8 from the line, and that's what enables them to have this 4-point advantage. Dalton, that was a tough-fought first half of basketball.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Eagles starters, I guess, did not come out and want to make shots. First one came off the bench from Robert Gurat, and Kason Dollinghouse got it rolling now. So,
yep. We're going to take another 2-minute break here, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with the exciting third quarter. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through.
We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. This evening we're expecting passing clouds as we dip back to 20 along with breezy conditions. Lighter winds are expected for Sunday with isolated snow showers, mostly cloudy and high in the mid-30s. We drop back to 19 Sunday night along with partly cloudy skies. Isolated snow showers back in the forecast as we kick off the work week. Mostly cloudy with a high of 36. Snow is likely Monday night with new snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Cloudy as we drop back to 13. We'll see scattered snow showers Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high of 21. Snow is likely for Tuesday night with new snow accumulation around an inch. Mostly cloudy and a low around 11. Additional snow accumulation Wednesday, 4 to 8 inches with snow likely. Mostly cloudy and a high of 20. Areas of snow still expected Wednesday night with new snow accumulation less than an inch. Mostly cloudy as we dip back to 4 above. Sunshine is back for Thursday with a high of 21. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at fastsolutions.com.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to the Roe Activity Center. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer tonight. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Recapping the games played earlier this afternoon and this evening in the girls' third-place game, it was Diller Odell over Lourdes, 54-42. The boys' third-place game saw Pawnee City defeating Southern, 60-53. Girls' championship, kind of a blowout there. Johnson Brock with the win over Sacred Heart, 61-23. Here at halftime, 23-19, the Johnson Brock boys leading EMF in this boys' championship. Another final for you in college basketball this afternoon at Peru State. The Peru State Bobcats picked up another win, 84-72 over Central Methodist. Our congratulations to the Bobcats at Peru State. We're ready to move into third quarter action. Johnson Brock will have the first possession of the basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse tosses into twin brother Camden Dollinghouse, and they bring the ball into forecourt. Camden gives it up top to Brody Kaler. Kaler at the free throw line. Off to Kaysen on the right side. Kaysen in the paint. Comes again back to Kaler with it. Pressuring man-to-man defense here by EMF. Now Bowie gives it to the left side to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Here comes Kaler with the ball, left side of the lane, in the paint, all the way, shot up and good, got the basket. Wait a minute, I don't think they're going to give him the basket.
It's on the floor, I believe.
Foul came on the floor just before Camden Dollinghouse got it down.
Foul's on Mikey Barr, too. It's his third personal, first team on the Bobcats.
All right, it'll be 35 seconds back up on the shot clock. Johnson Brock inbounds it to Austin Meyer. Austin wanted to go to the baseline, couldn't get there. Puts a pass back up top to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now it comes to Kaler in the corner. Brody Kaler drops it to Kaysen. Kaysen was double-teamed there for a moment. Somebody had to be open. Here comes Brody to Bowie in the corner. Bowie with the basketball. Garrison up top. Camden. Boy, they're bumping these guys around. Kaysen just took it. There's Kaler for three from the wing. He got her down. That's Brody Kaler's first field goal of the night here for Johnson Brock. 26-17, the biggest lead of the game for the Eagles, up by seven. Been a hard-fought first half of basketball. Mikey Bartu for three, in and out. Kaler down there battling. Bresson got the rebound and the putback. Grady Bresson has 4 points. Cuts the lead back to four. Or back to five, rather, 26-21. Across court pass goes to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Feeds it to Camden. Camden has the ball dribbled away from him. With the steal, Christian Conley. Conley holds it up in the corner right side. Now he's going to try the three, and it's off no good. A battle for that rebound, and Austin Meyer ripped that one away. Boy, they were coming down with it together. They going to call it a jump ball?
Yeah.
Okay. He was battling there with Zach Bosler, and you could just see who the stronger of the two was on that one. Meyer ripped the ball away.
Meyer had six boards in the first half.
Yeah. Possession arrow goes into EMF, trying to put up a shot. Follow shot, up off, rebound Meyer.
Seven.
Austin Meyer just keeps handling things underneath, taking care of business on the boards. Kaysen Dollinghouse comes to Kaler. Kaler out into the corner, right side with it. Goes down to Camden Dollinghouse. Now Kaysen again underneath to Meyer. Oh, he couldn't get it. Austin Meyer had another bunny got away from him under there.
That's two tonight.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because they did a great job of feeding the ball to him, and he just could not quite finish. In his defense, there was a defender there in front of him, but that probably should have been two. With the ball is Zach Bosler. Up to Mason Bosler. They play catch. Now Bartu with the ball. Bartu feeds into the corner to Grady Bresson. Bresson, back top, right wing, Conley. Underneath, Bresson, shot up, whistle, foul, and we're going to have Grady Bresson at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots.
The foul's on Brody Kaler, second personal, first team on the Eagles.
Brody Kaler called for the foul. At the line, Grady Bresson. He has 4 points, both of those on field goals. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up short off the front of the rim. Back into the lineup now comes Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff checks in for Bartu for EMF. 26-21. Johnson Brock up. Second free throw is up, and this one is off also. And the rebound comes down to Brody Kaler. Johnson Brock needs to get those threes to start dropping here. They're not getting as many open looks for threes as they have all season, and that's because of this pressuring man-to-man defense that the Bobcats have been applying. There's the ball out of bounds. Stays with Johnson Brock. It was tipped down there clearly on the corner by Mason Bossler.
Tough place to inbound the ball here, right in the corner.
Yeah. They'll inbound it on the baseline, deep in the corner, left side of the basket. Camden Dollinghouse gets it into Brody Kaler. Kaler's going to take it in. Fallaway shot in the paint. Nope. But there's Meyer with the putback. Nope. Still won't go. And the rebound comes down to Zach Bossler. Boy, Johnson Brock's had some easy ones get away from him there. Dalton underneath the basket.
Yeah.
Mason Bossler with the basketball. 4:50 to go, third quarter, 26-21. Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead. They have not used to be impressed like this season. All the way in, shot up and off, no good, and there's Meyer with another rebound. Out to Camden Dollinghouse, brings the ball down court quickly. I'll give this to EMF. They sure get back quickly on defense. Bowie from the corner for three. Got it. Garrison Bowie, his first bucket of the night, a three-pointer from the corner left side. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Pioneer Conference Championship game on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, with 4:24 to go in the third quarter, Johnson Brock has his biggest lead of the ball game, up by 8, 29-21. But EMF has the basketball. They're coming on the attack in the corner on the left side. Kirchhoff with it. Top of the key, Bossler. Round to Milton, right side. Now in the corner is Bresson. Baseline right side. Kirchhoff for three, left wing. It's in and out, tipped around. Kaler's got it. Brody Kaler with the rebound. Down court, long down court pass to Dollinghouse, to Camden Dollinghouse. Bowie, top of the key, Brody Kaler. Johnson Brock just not able to penetrate like they are accustomed doing. They're going to try it right there. That's an example. Jason Dollinghouse went down. Whistle and a foul, and they may get Brody Kaler after the rebound.
Third personal and second team on the Eagles.
Clock is down to 3:46 to go in the third quarter. It's an 8-point Johnson Brock lead, 29-21, in what has been one heck of a hard-fought contest tonight here in the Rowe Activity Center before a packed house. Very few, if any, empty seats in the place. Johnson Brock turned out in force to come down and support their boys and girls in the championship. Into forecourt for EMF. The pass comes to the right side to Carter Milton. Milton holds it momentarily. Now to the top of the circle. Bresson in the paint. He can't get a look. Back to the corner. Bossler. Turned around. Zach Bossler up and off. No good. Bresson came out of there with it. Not sure how he didn't walk there, but he got the basketball and kicks it to Kirchhoff. Back to Carter Milton. Top of the key. Bossler inside to Zach Bossler. He's double teamed. He's triple teamed. Now to Mason Bossler, back at the top of the circle. Here comes Bresson. Bresson blocked away nicely by Meyer, and then Meyer got the basketball.
That's 10 boards for Meyer.
Down court in a hurry with it. They come to Dollinghouse. top of the circle, Garrison Bowie. Bowie goes to Austin Meyer, top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse, three, got it. Camden Dollinghouse hits first three of the night, and it's an 11-point Johnson Rock lead, their biggest lead yet in the ballgame, up by 11 at 32-21. There's a long three that's off no good. Meyer tips the ball out, tipped it over to Kaysen Dollinghouse, down to Camden Dollinghouse, underneath the Valley for the easy two, and that was Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens was under there. Great job getting it to him. Timeout. Coach Brian Arp has seen enough. He wants to settle him down here. 2:27 to go in the third quarter. A 13-point Johnson Rock lead, 34-21. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, after holding a 23-19 halftime lead, Johnson Brock has come out and gone on an 11-2 run to start this third quarter and have now opened up a 13-point advantage, 34-21, their biggest lead of the game. That first half was a hard-fought battle. Johnson Brock actually trailed after one quarter, 10-5, battled their way back to a 4-point lead at halftime, and now with 2:27 to go here in the third quarter, they're enjoying a 13-point advantage. The Bobcats have the basketball, and they are by no means out of this one. This is a hard-fought contest. EMF into forecourt. Mason Bossler around to Mikey Bartu, right side. Top of the circle to Kirchhoff. Lob pass underneath. Underneath they came away with it was Zach Bossler. Now they lob it into Bartu. He's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Here's a three from the left corner. Off no good. Johnson Rock with the rebound. Great job getting position by Garrison Bowie to be in position for that rebound to pull it down.
Fouls on Zach Bossler. Second personal, second team on the Bobcats.
Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Not sure what the official is wanting to call here.
Yeah, on the ball.
Got a little bit of perspiration on the ball. 2:04 to go, third quarter, 34-21. Your Johnson Brock Eagles battling here for the Pioneer Conference Championship, trying to keep that win streak alive. It's at 55 right now. They're looking for their 56th win in a row. They're 19-0 on the season. Full court pressure now by the Bobcats. Kaysen Dollinghouse gets the inbound pass to Grady Behrens. Back it goes to Kaysen. He'll bring it across the timeline, give it to Camden. Camden Dollinghouse driving lay-in, no! Ball tipped away. Everybody after it, whistle and a foul. And it's going to go on the...
It's on Robert Gervais for the Eagles. His second personal, third team.
Robert Gervais was just in there battling for a rebound. Nothing flagrant about it. 34-21. The lead is 13. Here come the Bobcats. Kirchhoff on the left side. Up to Bossler. Ball was stolen momentarily by Dollinghouse. Then went right back to Bossler. Now Mikey Bartu handles the ball. Left side Kirchhoff. Around to the right elbow with it. Mason Bossler with the ball. Bartu with a long three that's short. The ball went all the way to the floor. And Grady Behrens comes up with it in backcourt. Gives it off to the right elbow. How many rebounds do you see pulled down in backcourt?
Yeah.
That's what happened on that one. All right, Camden Dollinghouse feeds the ball up top here. Gives it to Garrison Bowie. Now Kaysen Dollinghouse on the dribble. Almost had it taken away. Kaysen, now he does have the ball dribbled away. Mikey Bartu for the break-in layup. Oh, stripped nicely. Did we get a foul?
Yeah.
Well, boy, it looked like he did a good job. Robert Gervais was not about to give up that easy two.
That's his third personal, third team on the Eagles.
He went down there and stopped Bartu from what was probably a sure thing. So now Bartu will have to go to the line and earn him. He's not been to the free throw line thus far in the ballgame. The clock is down to 1:03 to go here now in this third quarter. The score 34-21, Johnson Brock by 13, with Mikey Bartu at the line shooting two shots for EMF. The first one is up and off to the right. Could not get it. Into the ballgame, Carter Milton back onto the floor. Jacob Clues checking in for Johnson Brock.
Austin Meyer and Quentin Barron.
Okay, Barron's came in now. Second free throw coming up for Mikey Bartu. It's on the way up, and he got that one. It fell. So the lead is now back to 12, 34-22, 1:03 to go. Coach Brian Arp wanting his defense to come out and put some pressure on the Eagles. A cross-court pass. They're going to throw it away. Trying to get the ball across. Jason Dollinghouse looking for twin brother Camden on the far side. The ball was too tall. Went out of bounds, turned it over, and now the Bobcats get the ball back with 55 seconds to go in this third quarter. 34-22, Eagles by 12. Mikey Bartu holds it high above his head on the right side. Feeds it into Vossler, trying to move toward the hoop. Ball tipped around, and Meyer tipped it over to his teammate, Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse to Camden Dollinghouse. Back it comes to Kaysen. Had to save it from going over the center court line, and they turned it right back over. Into the corner. Here come the Bobcats. Bresson with a shot up off. No good. Try for Polishaw. Won't go. Bresson got the rebound again. Steps out into the corner. Looking for somewhere to go with the basketball. Across to the top of the key. Bartu for three. Off the iron. No. Rebound. Fought for. People on the floor. All over the place. And let's see when the referees sort this one out what the verdict is here.
Foul on Jacob Clues. It is his first personal and third team on the Bobcats.
All right, 13 seconds on the clock. Johnson Brock plays it in. They've got 13 seconds with which to work. They need to get the ball down here. Across the timeline, Dollinghouse. I'm not sure they're aware of the clock. Dollinghouse, top of the key. Back to Camden. Camden, long three. Got it! He hit the three. It's good. That one was an NBA three and then some, as Dollinghouse nailed it from the right elbow. Makes it 37-22. Johnson Brock up. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group, direct written premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a big third quarter for your Johnson Brock Eagles. They outscored the Bobcats 14-3 in that third stanza. They were up by four at halftime, and now after three quarters, it's a 15-point advantage. 37-22, Johnson Brock has the first possession. They bring the ball into forecourt. Underneath the Meyer. Meyer couldn't get it. Had it blocked. Follow shot. Still won't go. Tipped around. Bartu with the rebound. He's double-teamed. He's triple-teamed. He's fouled. Foul's going to be on Johnson Brock. Let's see who they get.
Foul is on Garrison Bowie, his first personal first team on the Eagles.
Bowie called for the foul. 7:46 to go in the championship game here in Fall City. 37-22. Johnson Brock up by 15, but here come the Bobcats. They have played well tonight. They have played the Eagles tough all night throughout this ballgame. With the basketball is Carter Milton. He just holds it for a minute, looking for some place to go. Finds Bresson. Bresson can't get around Meyer. Meyer's not going to give him any ground. He aren't going to push Austin around like that. Milton with a shot inside, up and off, no good. Try for follow shot, put back up. by Jacob Clues, and a whistle and a foul. We may have Clues going to the line.
Fouls on Austin Myers, first personal, second team on the Eagles.
So Clues at the line, shooting two shots. Let's see. He is not, he's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Hits this one. Jacob is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 3 points. 37-23. The lead is 14. Second shot is up. This one is short. There's Meyer. Therefore, the rebound. Austin Meyer pulls it down once again. Kaysen Dollinghouse across the timeline goes to Camden. Pressure on everybody. Oh, under the basket. Valley was open to Kaysen Dollinghouse for three. Off, no good. It went up and hit that shot clock. That's out of bounds, and it'll go back over to the Bobcats. Boy, I thought Bowie maybe had an easy two under the basket there. I don't think he realized how open he was. Here's a three from the corner on the left side that's off the front of the rim, and there's Meyer with another rebound. Austin Meyer with the defensive board.
13 rebounds.
That's 13 possessions with the basketball at the top of the circle. Kaler goes to Camden Dollinghouse. They've turned this man-to-man pressure up a notch now. The Bobcats are... This is in your back pocket, hair on fire defense is what I call that. All over him. And now a whistle and a foul across the way is going to be called on the Bobcats.
Fouls on Zach Lossler's third personal, first team on the Bobcats.
So it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball, 35 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding it, Camden Dollinghouse. Camden gets it into Kaler. Brody Kaler right back to Camden, to Kaysen on the near side. Down to Bowie in the corner. Bowie got bumped big time down there. Pretty good tackle occasionally on that. Right side, here comes Camden Dollinghouse. Spin move, lost the handle on it. Players all over on the floor. Fast break coming the other direction. Bounce pass inside. Got away out of bounds. Went off the fingertips of Zach Bossler. And Johnson Brock gets the ball back. Go ahead.
Mason Bossler in for the Bobcats.
Clock down to 6:06 to go in the ballgame. The clock is Johnson Brock's friend. They are up by 14 with 6 minutes to play. But it's been a hard-fought contest all night here in Fall City. Kaysen Dollinghouse to Camden Dollinghouse. They pass the ball back and forth at the top of the key. The defense chasing the basketball. Into Brody Kaler in the free throw circle. Kaysen Dollinghouse in the paint. Bounce pass to Camden. Camden now on the right side. Goes into Kaler. Kaler with a floater. Got it. They need to get the ball in there to Brody Kaler. That's only his second field goal of the night. The other one was a three, and that's uncharacteristic of this offense not to have Kaler get his shots inside the paint. It's back to a 16-point lead now, 39-23 with 5:23 to go. Here's a three that's off the iron, and the rebound is loose on the floor. People diving after it. Bartu goes after it. Timeout taken, EMF to preserve the possession with 5:15 to go in the ballgame.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Pioneer Conference Boys Championship Basketball Game on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Johnson Brock fans, your boys and girls have got a big game coming up next Thursday night, February 13th, on the road at Adams. They'll take on the Freeman Falcons, a girl-boy doubleheader, and as you might expect, we'll have live coverage of those games for you right here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly on the call next Thursday night, February 13th, Johnson Brock at Freeman, and you'll hear it here on Sunny, both the girls and boys games. All right, back to live action here. We still got some ball to play here in Fall City tonight. 5:10 showing on the clock now. 39-23, Johnson Brock on top. Preston feeds into the corner. There's a turnaround shot. Up and off, doesn't go. Tipped out by Bowie, but grabbed back up once again by Kirchhoff. Top of the key to Bartu. Mikey Bartu to the right elbow. Finds Grady Bresson. Bresson with a spin move. Fall away shot. In and out. Won't go for him. Ball goes out of bounds. Tipped over there by the Bobcats. Johnson Brock will get the basketball. And now, with this 16-point lead, Johnson Brock has to start thinking about maybe eating up most of that 35-second shot clock. No need to go in a hurry here. Just use the whole 35 if you possibly can. With the ball is Grady Behrens. Behrens comes to Kaler. Boy, they've turned this... Turn it up yet another notch, if that's possible. Dollinghouse tried to make a move to the bucket and got fouled. Camden Dollinghouse. The foul came on the floor.
Foul is on Shelton Kirchhoff, his third personal and second team on the Bobcats.
Yeah, that's only two team fouls now on the Bobcats, so they've got some to give here before they get anybody at the line. Camden Dollinghouse will inbound it to the top of the key to Kaler. Into the corner, open look three, Grady Behrens, no. Probably didn't need to take that one with that early in the shot clock. Fast break the other way. Oh, neat job there, stealing the ball and then by Grady Behrens. Then they turn it back over underneath. This is fast-paced basketball. Here's a shot off the glass, up and good by Zach Vossler. And that is the first field goal of the fourth quarter and only the second field goal of the half right now for EMF. 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. 14-point lead for the Eagles. Myers with the basketball. Austin Meyer got it to the top of the circle. Now handling it is Grady Behrens. Into the hands of Brody Kaler. Another three from the corner. Off no good. Another one put up with a lot of time on the shot clock. Fast break. Mikey Martu up and good. And Johnson Brock probably needs to think about slowing things down. They have put up two shots here lately with a lot of time on the shot clock. And I think that's what Coach Lucas Dollinghouse is going to tell his kids during this timeout. So we'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
3.5 minutes left to play here in the Roe Activity Center in Fall City, the RAC as they call it. 3:30 on the clock. The score 39-27. Johnson Brock up by 12. Eagles have the basketball. Inbound the pass to Kaysen Dollinghouse. A cross-court pass to Brody Kaler. Kaler feeds it back to Camden. They're doing exactly what we suggested, slowing things down, using up some clock here. Kaysen Dollinghouse finds Camden. He's going to take an open three that doesn't go, but the rebound to Grady Behrens, and they get a new 35. On the right side, Camden Dollinghouse finds Brody Kaler. Kaler, near side, Meyer, dribbling on the baseline. Oh, losing the ball out of bounds. It got away down there for Kaysen Dollinghouse, but it was touched last by the Bobcats. So, Camden Dollinghouse will inbound it. Baseline left side of the basket into Meyer. Meyer has it knocked away from him by Grady Bresson. Goes out of bounds off of Bresson. Still 22 on the shot clock. Under 3 minutes now. 2:59 to go in the ballgame. Inbound to Brody Kaler. Johnson Brock can eat some more clock here. 2:54 on the game clock. Austin Meyer being triple-teamed has the ball stolen away. Mikey Martu driving layup, did not get it. Rebound Meyer. Meyer's double-teamed, triple-teamed, tackled. Went to the floor, whistle, and a foul. Nowhere near shooting here, though, yet. Mason Vossler is going to get tagged for the personal. That's only the third team foul on the Bobcats. With 2:44 to go in the ballgame, Johnson Brock gets the ball and a fresh 35 seconds on the shot clock. Camden Dollinghouse gives it up to Kaysen. Kaysen comes down this left sideline across the timeline. Puts a shot. Oh, what a pass underneath. And we look like a shot by Robert Gravett. Blocked away, and here come the Bobcats. They're down by 12. Johnson Brock knocked there's a jump shot up in the paint, good by Grady Bresson. Johnson Brock not executing very well on offense down here right now. They're still putting shots up with a lot of time on the clock. Now Dollinghouse. Oh, there's a big collision. No call. Dollinghouse goes in, got hammered. He'll be at the line. Camden Dollinghouse could have very easily got tagged for an offensive foul over there because the defender went sprawling on the court.
We had a foul on Grady Bresson, his third personal, fourth team on the Bobcats.
So at the line will be Camden Dollinghouse. Camden has 12 points tonight so far. He's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. This one is up and good, make it 5 out of 5. That stretches the lead back to 11. Got down to a 10-point lead there a minute ago. Still 2:09 to go. Second shot is up and off. Will not go for Camden Dollinghouse. 2:05 to play. The lead is 11. Johnson Brock in a man-to-man defense. Mikey Bartu on the dribble. Bartu working on one-on-one against Kaysen. Now kicks it back out to Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff being chased after by Grady Behrens. A cross-court pass to the near side. Mason Vossler with the ball. Kaler has him. Mason Vossler, nice move to the basket. Mason Vossler with a great move, shot it underneath the outstretched arm of Brody Kaler, and they've got it down to a single-digit lead, 9-point ball game. Johnson Brock trying to extend that 55-game win streak. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Eagles with a minute 32 to go. Johnson Brock 92 seconds away from a conference championship. They lead it by 9. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock Eagles up by 9, 40-31, with a minute and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. 92 clicks of the clock left up there in this Pioneer Conference Boys Championship game. The shot clock has 25 seconds on it. Johnson Brock has the basketball. Kaysen Dollinghouse to inbound it at midcourt. Got it inbounds and fouled immediately. As he caught the ball was Robert Gravatt, and I'm telling you something, Grady Bresson got the worst end of that.
Yeah, and that is Bresson's fourth personal.
Camden Dollinghouse over there calming down Robert Gravatt. He was not happy with the way he was fouled. Robert at the line to shoot two here, landed on the guilty party and made him pay. Free throw is up, and no, couldn't get it. He'll get another try. Robert Gravatt does have 2 points. He got the first bucket of the night.
Yeah.
Broke the scoring ice for Johnson Brock when they couldn't find points anywhere. Robert Gravatt, second free throw is up. This one is good. He got that one down. He's got 3 now. Makes it a 10-point lead once again. 41-31. That's important. That's a 4-possession lead now, even with the 3-point basket coming into play. There's a steal under the basket by Grady Behrens. Behrens gets the outlet pass out, stolen right back. Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff takes it for a driving layup, doesn't get it, but he's fouled. And they're going to get Camden Dollinghouse for the personal on Camden, his second. Team foul number 3, but it's a shooting foul. At the free throw line will be Kelton Kirchhoff. He has not scored tonight. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots with a minute 15 to play in the ballgame. Free throw is up, off, and hit it. Bobcats haven't had a lot of luck here in the second half from the free throw line. They've only made, I think, 2 of 7. I'll have another shot coming here. A minute 15 to play. Stay with us for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of all the numbers from tonight's championship game. Second free throw is up and good for Kelton Kirchhoff. And now it's a 9-point ball game. Johnson Brock will inbound the ball against full court pressure. Kaysen Dollinghouse gets it into Camden. Camden comes down the right sideline, gets away from everybody. Now dribbles it back out onto the elbow. He's in a double team, had the ball stripped away from him and stolen. Zach Vossler, here's a driving layup, up, does not go. And the layup was put up by Mason Vossler. He was fouled with authority, fouled hard down there. and he will go to the free throw line to shoot two shots.
Foul on Jason Belling, has his second, fourth team on Johnson Bragg.
Well, Cason wasn't going to give up the easy two. And Mason Bossler, I think he's shaking up more from hitting the wall than he was from the foul there. But Mason Bossler at the line to shoot two. 1:01 to play in the ballgame. First one is up and off, no good. Boy, if they were making these free throws, this would be a tight ballgame.
Yeah.
Mason Bossler has a second free throw coming. We're down to 61 seconds to go. 41-32. Johnson Brock up by 9. Mason Bossler, second free throw is up, and it is good. It's an 8-point ballgame. 8-point contest with 1 minute to play. Into forecourt. Cason Dollinghouse, a cross-court pass to Rody Kaler. To Camden Dollinghouse, steps through the defenders. Now they grabbed him by the ear or the arm or something there. My gosh. Cason turns the official, or Camden turns the official, said, did you see that, ref? I hate to see it get ragged like this late in the ballgame, but
that's foul on Carter Millen, his second personal.
At the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse, he has made 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight, has 13 points. This one is up and good. He's now got 14 on the night. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show and give you the rundown of all the individual scoring and the numbers from this ballgame. Might surprise you when you see some of these numbers a little bit here. Camden Dollinghouse, second free throw was up. It's good also. He hit them both. Camden has now made 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. The lead is back to 10, 43-33. Backing in, turnaround shot, Zach Bossler, no. Rebound underneath the basket, Camden Dollinghouse, and Camden getting mugged under there, trying to get away from the defenders and comes stumbling out from it, falls to the floor. He's not happy, I'm telling you.
It's kind of rough. On Grady Bresson is fifth.
Well, it's not so much that you're being fouled, but maybe the way you're being fouled right now. And right now, the Johnson Brock Eagles just need to calm down their emotions, calm down their adrenaline, and get out of here with a win.
Yeah.
They're up by 10. There's only 39 seconds left to play. The official has stopped the game for a moment to get a towel and wipe up some perspiration. It's not as flagrant as maybe as it looked, but I
might have been a little bit of acting, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, Camden Dollinghouse, he came spinning out of there and didn't actually hit the floor till he was near midcourt. All right, Camden at the line. He just made 2. This one's short off the front. Couldn't get it down. He's now made 7 of 9 from the line. He'll have another one here. The clock, meanwhile, is down to 39 seconds to go in this championship. Second shot is up and good. It looks like this 55-game win streak is safe tonight. Looking for win number 56 in a row. All the way in on the baseline. No shot there. They kick it back out in the paint. Kirchhoff with a jump shot that doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Ball loose on the floor. Kirchhoff tries to go up with a shot, and he gets fouled. I'm not sure if it's Kirchhoff or Bossler. Bossler is going to be the one ends up at the line. With 24.9 seconds to go and an 11-point Johnson Brock lead.
Fouls on Brody Kaler, his fourth.
Mason Bossler at the line. Has 7 points tonight. Make that 8. Got that one down. He's now made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Into the game, Garrison Bowie checks in. Bowie in for Grady Behrens for Johnson Brock. Tight enough game tonight, you're not going to see a lot of reserves in the ballgame.
Yeah.
This one kept it close. Mason Bossler ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up and it is off. And there again is Meyer.
There's rebound 15 for Austin Meyer.
And we want to be sure that gets mentioned in the postgame show when we talk about scoring. Foul is going to be on Tristan Conley. Conley's first personal. Team foul is past the 5 limit. At the free throw line will be Austin Meyer. He has 2 points tonight. Had a couple of bunnies get away from him. Chance here to put a couple more on the board. He's shooting 2. First one is up and good. 15 rebounds tonight for the 6'4 senior. Any way you slice it, that's 15 possessions.
Yeah.
That's enough to be a difference maker in an entire ballgame, and may very well have been tonight. Austin Meyer, ready for his second free throw for the senior. It's up. It's good also. Capped off his night with a pair of free throws here. Going to have a timeout taken by EMF. 22 seconds left to play. They want to talk it over. Down by 20. 412-4634. Let's just keep it here live this time. We're going to keep it here and let folks know what's going on. Johnson Brock fans, as we mentioned, your boys and girls will be at Freeman Thursday night. Boy-girl doubleheader. I'll have the call for you on Sunny 101.3. Sacred Heart fans, your girls and boys will be traveling to Lewiston next Friday night. That's Valentine's Day. My wife will love that. February 14th, I'll have Sacred Heart at Lewiston. So find your sweetheart, take her out to dinner, and then come to Lewiston for basketball. Sacred Heart versus Lewiston. And coming up this Tuesday night, I'll have Diller Odell on the road at Fall City, taking on the Fall City Tigers. That will also be on KTNC. I should also mention, on Friday night, Valentine's, when I'm doing Sacred Heart at Lewiston, John Nixon didn't get the night off either. He'll be covering Rockport at Mound City right here on Sunny 101.3. And on Thursday night, the 13th, when I've got Johnson Brock at Freeman, John will be in Humboldt, the Fall City Tigers, taking on the HTRS Titans. So a lot of basketball next week.
I want to say thanks to any EMF fans that tuned in. Eric Johnson, the voice of the EMF Network, couldn't make it tonight, stuck in Sterling with a flat tire, so he shouted us out on Facebook.
Oh, all right, yeah, Eric Johnson, EJ the DJ, our good buddy. All right, in the paint, the ball tipped away, grabbed up and stolen away by Meyer. Behind the back pass, that was sweet. Down court into forecourt, Camden Dollinghouse. And things are really starting to get ragged here. Camden got fouled by Christian Connolly. Connolly called for the personal. And Camden didn't take kindly to that.
Give him a little stare down after that.
Yeah. At the free throw line for the Eagles, Camden Dollinghouse. Free throw was up and good. He got it. Boy, he's made a bunch of them. Into the ballgame now. Johnson Brock. Let's see who we got here.
Heidinger bat number two.
Okay, he's not even on my sheet here. Okay.
Just came back from injury that
That's
he had
right.
to play football.
Okay. Also, back into the ballgame comes Robert Gravatt. Up off the bench is Quentin Barron's ready to get into the game. Only 9 seconds left to play. It's academic here, but Dollinghouse at the line. Camden's free throw is up and good. Hit them both. 9 seconds to play, 48-34. Johnson Brock will be the 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament champions. There's a long three that's up and off, and the rebound tipped around. Johnson Brock comes out with it. There's the buzzer. There's the ball game. A hard-fought win tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles as they defeat Exeter Milligan Friend 48-34. 48-34 is your final. The Johnson Brock Eagles with the win and the conference tournament championship. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring wrap. That'll be coming your way in just 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here.
Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life, serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, it was a hard-fought contest tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles, but they prevailed here in the conference championship game. Your final score, Johnson Brock 48, EMF 34. The score by quarters in this one kind of tells a story here. EMF got off to a good start. They led after one quarter, 10-5. Johnson Brock managed to be up by four at halftime, 23-19. But then a big third quarter, 14-3 in Johnson's favor, put them up 37-22 after three before going on to the 48-34 win. Let's look at the individual numbers here. EMF only had one player in double figures. Mikey Bartu finished with 10. Mason Bossler had 8 in the ballgame. 6 tonight for Grady Bressett. Zach Bossler also had 6. 1 for Kellen Kirkhoff, and Jacob Clues added 3 for their total of 34. Free throw shooting, EMF made 8 out of 16 from the charity line. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, the only player in double figures tonight was Camden Dollinghouse. Camden had 18 points in the ballgame. Keeson Dollinghouse finished with 9. 7 tonight for Brody Kaler. Adding 4 was Grady Behrens, 4 points for Austin Meyer, along with 15 rebounds for Austin Meyer. Robert Gravatt added 3. I think I mentioned Grady Behrens with 4, and their total is 48. Free throw shooting, Johnson Brock get 16 out of 20 from the free throw line in the ballgame and take the win. 48-34. With the win, Johnson Brock improves their season record to 20-0, and they stretch out that win streak to 56 straight wins dating back over the last 3 seasons. The loss drops EMF to 18-3, all 3 losses coming to Johnson Brock for EMF. Once again, a reminder, Johnson Brock fans, next Friday night, Valentine's, February 14th, your teams will be on the road at Adams, taking on the Freeman Falcons, and I'll have live coverage for you here on Sunny 101.3. We hope you will join us for that. Just recapping, if you weren't with us, all the scores from today's ball games in the girls' third place game, Diller Odell defeated Lourdes 54-42. The boys' third-place game saw Pawnee City over Southern, 60-53. The girls' championship, Johnson Brock defeated Sacred Heart, 61-23. And the game wrapped up just a moment ago, Johnson Brock over EMF in the boys' championship, 48-35. Dalton Kniffelmeyer, your final thoughts on this one?
Congrats to the Eagles. A couple of pretty good games played. I'm going to try my hardest to get to Freeman with you on Thursday night.
We'll see how deep the snow is.
That is going to be a good game.
Yes, we will. We're looking forward to that one. Dalton, as always, thank you for joining me tonight
on
the air. Great job tonight, my friend. We're always happy to have you stop in with us and check in on the air, okay?
Yeah.
So that's about going to wrap her up for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, and for Dalton Kniffelmeyer here in the broadcast booth, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the conference championship, Johnson Brock 48, EMF 34. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.